Good morning. My guest this morning is Nina Arbour from Hospice Services of St. Joseph Health. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Roland.
So we are talking once again, as we did earlier this year, about Wednesdays at Hospice for the coming year. And we are in February now and talking about rhetoric of images. Ines Heinzel, educator and media producer, is the person who will be facilitating this and speaking. It's February 14th at Hospice of Petaluma, and February 21st at Memorial Hospice in Santa Rosa. Tell us a little bit about rhetoric of images and how that works.
Yeah, I know sometimes when people hear rhetoric of images, it's hard to wrap your head around. The closest I could describe is that I've actually had Ines do a piece for us at Hospice, which the request was, tell people about hospice without words, but in images that invoke feeling and understanding of what it is we're talking about. She did a magnificent piece of work on images and music to say what hospice was about.
How did she do that? Can you characterize it in some way?
Well, I think that first of all, music, universal language. So we had this incredible background of music in invoking emotion from people, and then images like the dandelion seed being spread, and the words that were up on the screen were about grief. And so every vignette that was shown described an emotion, either visually or through the music, or through the words that were just a part of the picture.
So there's a sound element to it as well.
Yes, there is.
I'm reminded of Robert Reich, who specializes in, movies of him writing and drawing on a bulletin board, but sped up so that they kind of explode before your eyes.
The images, I find that oftentimes if I say in words to a group of people, let's talk about hospice, I get a variety of responses, some of them rather reluctant. But if you show a picture and it feels soft, it's a soft entry into something that touches our hearts, people open up right away.
This is as the paper says, discover and create a visual memoir. Who is writing this?
I think the participants will be writing their memoir, or perhaps choosing a person to write about. It's looking at images that invoke memories or feelings, kind of like smell does. You know, you smell a cinnamon roll. And when I smell cinnamon rolls, I think of my grandmother. My grandmother isn't there, and she's not talking to me, but I smell a cinnamon roll, and there she is.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. That really gets it down, I think. This is something that I've encountered this before, but you usually encounter it in memorials, somewhat after the fact of the actual death, with people getting together to sort of renew old acquaintance. But this is a much more immediate approach, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think that the goal is to remind us all that we have stories to tell, and the ways that we choose to do that are different, but it's not necessarily about the end of our lives. It's celebrating our life in the midst of it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's always, it's often where a conventional approach to that, it falls over into being maudlin or... people desperately search for things to talk about and can't really figure out how to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
This sounds like a fascinating way to do it. And thanks for coming in and telling us about it.
You're absolutely welcome.
Let's tell people that this is Rhetoric of Images. Ines Heinzel, educator and media producer. It's Wednesday, February 14th at Hospice of Petaluma on Peyrand Street. Wednesday, February 21st at Memorial Hospice on College Avenue in Santa Rosa. For information, 568-1094 or sonomacountyhospice.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.